something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy at Durkiti, Loveld Arena, beside AB Foundation Civic Center at Debayo Road at Durkiti. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0813-507-2661 or 0916-141-4552. Or send a mail to radiotransmissions@loveld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of God's kingdom. We are family. One.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I've been singing that song for many years. It's a popular song among many, many Christians. We've sung it through the years, but let me tell you what my observation was about the singing of that song. I found out that most of the singers sang the song as a song of unity rather than its greater truth. Do you understand? So when they raised the song, they joined their hands together and they were singing, "We are one." What was so big to them there was the fact that we are one. But there's something in that song. Hallelujah. Of course we are one. But it says we are heirs of God, or heirs of the Father, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I want us to see from the Word of God that there is an inheritance. Hallelujah. There is an inheritance for us. We have an inheritance. It's not something that is real to many. But I tell you, it's more real than all the things you've ever seen in this world. See, the Bible tells us that the things that are invisible are eternal. And the visible things in this world are subject to change. They're subject to change. For eternal things are invisible. So sharing today from what I've called here an inheritance for you. Praise God. There is an inheritance for you. You know, when you become a Christian, when you receive Christ into your life and you are born again, many, many times we're not told what really belongs to us. We receive by faith just one side of the coin. But there's another side to it. I want to read to you from the book of Acts, the 26th chapter and the 18th verse. Well, on this occasion, the Bible tells us that Saul of Tarsus, who is better known as Paul, was on the road to Damascus with documents from the authorities to arrest every Christian that he could find. At this time, he was not born again. He wasn't a Christian. And on his journey to Damascus, at midday, he tells us that he saw a light from heaven, shining brighter than the noonday sun. And a voice spoke out of that light, calling him by his first name, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he answered back, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus." He didn't expect to hear the name Jesus, because he thought the man was dead and gone. He didn't believe in Jesus. That was not the name he expected to hear. But to his amazement, it was Jesus who spoke out of that light. He said, "I am Jesus." Hallelujah. And there was where he commissioned the man, Paul. He gave him a vision for his life. Let him know why he called him into the ministry. And I want you to read with me now from verse 17 will be all right. He says here, "Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee." In other words, I'm sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Praise God. He said, "I'm sending you to the people to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive," here in the King James says, "forgiveness of sins." A better rendering is remission of sins. It's talking about the washing away of sins. "That they may receive remission of sins and inheritance." Now, a lot of Christians, a lot of God's people are acquainted with the side of remission of sins, but not many are acquainted with the inheritance. You see, so we got remission of sins from the Lord Jesus Christ, but we also got an inheritance. Hallelujah. Peter describes it as an inheritance incorruptible. Praise God. So I read that again here in the 18th verse. It says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance, hallelujah, among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Isn't that wonderful? We get an inheritance among the sanctified ones of God. Hallelujah. So the Bible lets us know that we have an inheritance. There is something for us. There's an inheritance. Somebody left a property for you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy at Adoekiti, Love Old Arena, beside AB Foundation Civic Center at Adebayo Road at Adoekiti. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 0813-507-2661 or 0916-141-4552 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveold360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveold360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.